Welcome to the latest DBM Academy podcast, the place where we unpack the world of Bitcoin and beyond. I'm John, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sarah. Today, we're diving into a hot topic. Is Bitcoin gearing up for a parabolic blow-off top, or is the classic four-year cycle changing its rhythm? Sarah, what's the vibe out there?
Hey, John. The crypto space is buzzing. We're just weeks away from the historical window, about 500 days post-halving, where Bitcoin typically goes vertical. But this cycle, it's changed significantly. We've got all-time highs before the halving, months of sideways action, and volatility at historic lows. The market's like a coiled spring, ready to pop.
Totally. Bitwise CIO Matt Hogan says the halving's impact is fading. I mean, the next one in 2028 cuts block rewards from 3.125 to 1.5 BTC, small potatoes compared to early halvings. So is the cycle breaking for good?
Maybe. The halving used to be this massive supply shock, but now it's more about big picture stuff. Government and institutional adoption, better regulations, and, huge one, interest rate policy. Past bear markets in 2018 and 2022 lined up with rising rates. Now, we're at peak rates, with a 93% chance of cuts starting this September. Loose liquidity could send capital flooding into Bitcoin.
Right. And when capital's hunting for returns, Bitcoin's like a sponge. But here's the kicker. The market's so coiled. Record low volatility, $18 billion in shorts waiting to get obliterated above 125K. One spark, and we could see 140, 150K in a flash. Sarah, are we talking dot-com bubble or something tamer like Hogan's Facebook IPO analogy? Slow grind, then a 17x over a decade?
I'm leaning toward mania potential. Here's a wild point we never thought we would hear ourselves saying. Even the U.S. President, Treasury Secretary, and Elon Musk are reportedly eyeing $1 million Bitcoin. When that kind of consensus forms, watch out. Manias follow. But Hogan's got a point. It might not be a blow-off top. Could be a slow, relentless climb. On-chain data's screaming reset. Profit taking's done. Shorts are vulnerable. It's a powder keg.
So we're on a razor's edge, blow-off top or steady grind. The next 30 to 60 days are going to be wild. Sarah, final take, what's your bit?
I say we get a sharp move. Maybe not 1 million, but 150K feels in play in 2025, especially if those shorts get liquidated. Either way, those who have diligently stacked sats in recent times are well ahead. It continues to be a hell of a ride, and we're all strapped in. What a time to be alive.
Buckle up, folks. That's it for this episode of the DBM Podcast. Drop your thoughts in the DBM Hub. Are we blasting off or grinding higher? Be sure to own more Bitcoin this month than you did last month, and plug into the DBM Hub and workspaces to learn the steps in how to secure a steady monthly income from just 0.1 Bitcoin through this cycle. See the link for access. See you next time.